A nice sunny start to this Tuesday. Good morning and thank you for choosing WVIK, the Quad City's own station for NPR News and Talk. I'm Jim O'Hara at 9:04. Labor organizers are trying to get Iowa to reverse a 2017 law that changed collective bargaining rights for workers.
Rick Melton is a bus driver for the Cedar Rapids Community School District. He says getting students to school safely is an important job, but he says the state's current laws restrict the rights public employee unions have for collective bargaining in jobs like his.
It's time for our state officials to restore the rights that have been taken from us and recognize the essential contributions of public sector workers.
Melton is a Teamster. The union represents 12,000 public and private sector workers across the state. Other changes in 2017 also require public unions to recertify by a two-thirds majority before the end of every contract. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
In sports tonight, the Quad City River Bandits return home to play Cedar Rapids at Modern Woodman Park. WVIK Quad City's weather, today mostly sunny, high near 85, a 30% chance of an afternoon shower. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers and a low of 66. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high near 82, and a 30% chance of an afternoon shower. On Think, people are living and working longer. But what makes a super ager? Common health ailments for senior citizens. And does age make a demanding job more difficult? Aging and working at noon today on Think here on WVIK. Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.